Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it's Brandon, it's Kelly, it's David, the barrel boy. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what's going on?
He automatically goes to that game show
it's
host
the voice.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Here we are. Welcome to the radio show.
Don't you wish we could talk like that all day?
No. No. I don't think I could. After about 2 minutes, I'd drive myself crazy.
We are so excited.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
That is the old school radio thing. And people would say, and they probably still say to you guys, not as much me anymore, but hey, what's your radio voice?
I hear that all the time.
Could you talk in your radio voice?
I don't have one. Show me your radio voice. Yeah, Kelly talks normal.
I just have a normal one.
You just have a normal voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think that we have employees who have radio voices?
Yes.
Maybe a little bit. There might be a little bit of inflection in some voices out there.
But it's like...
As an outsider looking in, I could say yes.
Okay. Well, you're not really an outsider anymore.
Well, yeah. I still think I'm an outsider.
You're kind of an insider.
Yeah.
So as an outsider, when you hear that, hey, everybody.
Yes.
What do you think as an outsider?
That there's some people that do have radio voices.
But what do you think of those people from the outside?
What's your opinion on them?
I just said.
Does it sound funny to you?
There's not an opinion.
No, there is an opinion because you're giggling all of a sudden.
Yeah. You're avoiding this question.
And I will continue to avoid it.
We're not even calling anybody out.
Well, I think it's wonderful.
I can tell that's a lie.
Wonderful.
Okay, so anything going on in your minds this morning?
Well, I am pumped up because guess what I'm going to go see tonight?
What?
Wonder Woman.
Oh, is that out tonight?
Yep. Uh-huh.
What time does it start playing?
I think 7 and 10. Right?
Yeah, we're going to go at 7.
I tried to start talking about that to my wife. I'm like, hey, there's the Wonder Woman movie out. I don't think she likes going to the movies with me.
She looks like Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Well, the only movies you pick are like women. That's the main focus. Baywatch, Wonder Woman.
Maybe you should stop saying, hey, let's go see Baywatch. Hey, let's go see Wonder Woman. Hey, let's go see this with Jana Kramer.
Oh, boy. I've never seen
that. Jana Kramer movie?
Well, I think there was something with Lifetime in it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. Wonder Woman's a superhero movie. We saw the trailer at Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So why couldn't we go?
You're going to have to work your way up.
Oh, so I'm going to have to start like, oh, look, here's Man in Tights. I want to go see Man in Tights.
Maybe.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed last night watching the Predators game because I was so hoping that Nashville was going to tie it up.
Yeah, that game kind of went away from them. So. Yeah,
but the energy like in those hockey arenas, like they were in Pittsburgh last night, the energy is crazy.
Oh, Nashville, it's going to be nuts tonight or tomorrow.
I think it's tomorrow night. But dang, they got to win, dude.
Yeah.
They have to.
Carrie Underwood was fired up about the way the officiating was going.
Well, they have to win now. If they don't win, it's over.
I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's tough to come back.
But one thing that's starting tonight that I've been looking forward to for a week and a half.
What's that?
The NBA Finals start tonight. Cleveland, Golden State. It's going to be a good series.
Who's your pick, David?
Probably Golden State.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they're going to pull it out. They have 4 Hall of Famers and they're starting the lineup. It's ridiculous.
I mean, that is a pretty big deal.
But, I mean, Cleveland has the best basketball player in the world.
Don't say that in front of my kid.
What do you mean?
He's such a LeBron fan.
Yeah, well, I mean, he is.
I mean, before you said that.
Yeah, he is the greatest player in the world.
So, who's going to win the overall deal? You think it's going to be...
I think it's going to be Golden State.
Because last year, who won it?
It was Cleveland.
And they're tied up. They both won one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is the 3rd year in a row for the same
It'll be
finals.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
On this date back in 1992, guys, the number one song in the country was this song right here. That means it's 25, and we've already heard about like trying to redo this song.
Don't tell my heart.
Oh.
Heart.
25 years old.
Just don't think it on the
number screen. One in the charts of country.
And if you tell my heart,
Dang.
My achy, breaky heart.
Billy Ray Cyrus, number one on this date back in 1992.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, so I saw this thing online, and I kind of had a freak-out moment when I noticed that Oreo O's are coming back. Do you remember those?
Oreo O's?
It's a cereal, and it started in 98, discontinued in 2007, but just look at it.
I do remember.
Remember those?
Dude, I've never had those.
You never had them before?
No, and I love Oreos.
Oh my gosh, they're so good. But if you haven't seen these before, they're basically like Cheerios, only made out of the Oreo chocolate.
Right.
So you throw that in some milk and...
Do you get the cream filling anywhere in there?
I think it's kind of mixed in with the chocolate.
It's mixed in, almost like cookies and cream.
As a kid, it was so funny because as a kid, I would tear the Oreos apart. And basically, I would throw away the cookie. I would just eat the filling on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like use your teeth or your tongue, take the filling out, throw the cookie part away. Then as I got older, I would take part of the cookie off and I throw the top half of the cookie away and eat just the icing in the bottom part of the cookie. And now,
really?
I eat the full cookie.
Oh, yeah. It's the full cookie.
Do you put it in milk?
That's disgusting.
Oh my, what?
Don't you ever say disgusting again when it comes to milk with cookies.
Who wants a soggy cookie? Ugh.
That's
disgusting.
Get out.
I'm revolted. You do that too.
Get out.
Y'all are both gross. Just dip it in water next time.
Water?
That's basically what it seems disgraceful.
Like.
No, that's what
it seems
like.
Well, hang on. Speaking of good food. Okay, so this lady in Connecticut was baking brownies, okay? She's just in her kitchen baking brownies, and all of a sudden she hears this. So she's thinking, what is that tapping on my back door?
Right.
She goes back and there's this huge bear, and she takes a picture of it. This huge bear at her window with his paws up on the windowsill.
Oh,
and she took a picture of it. And so CBS, it's all over the news. And there's this picture of this big black bear. And it's huge, and it's his hind legs. Imagine going to your back door, and there's this bear. He's like, oh, those brownies smell good.
No way.
Yeah, huge. Look.
This is crazy to me.
Yeah.
So, could this bear not break through that glass?
Well,
if it was mad enough, he would
think. He's tagged and everything.
He's a nice bear.
Oh, he's a nice bear.
He's knocking.
I think he's
bear.
He's a Bernstein bear.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Exactly.
Share a brownie with the bear.
Some porridge or something.
They should have just opened up the door.
Yeah, so.
I don't think so.
What would y'all do?
I would hide.
I would call Magic Mike.
It's just a
Mike.
Sliding. Yes, Mike Owens from
Animal Control.
Yeah,
dude, is the bear smart enough? If that door was not locked, could the bear have just slid the door open?
She said he actually left the kitchen area and went to the second set of doors off the deck.
Ugh.
And then went to the third set of doors to the living room and attempted to get into those.
Now,
he finally gave up. But he literally is leaning over, looking in like a little kid.
Maybe next time she can bring out some brownies.
Dude, I'd never go outside. I'd never leave the house. If this sucker was anywhere near, if she had to go to the store or something.
Right.
Or had to go to work, I would not be going anywhere.
Well, you know we have bears around this area.
And, up by the river, right?
And cougars and bobcats and all kinds of stuff.
Don't even look at.
Just because there's a cougar in the room doesn't mean.
Don't even look over
like
here
that.
At me. I saw you cut your eyes at me.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Dylan Scott's at Riverfest this weekend.
He sure is. Tomorrow night, actually.
Guess who else is at Riverfest this weekend?
Who?
David the Barrel Boy.
Yep, I'll be there.
So if you want to go and see David, we have your chance to win tickets. So we got to the show this
I don't know if anybody
David
wants to see
David said he'll pay
me
for your dinner.
Okay, that's not true.
Ooh, is that true?
No.
Is it still true you're going to pay for everybody's dinner?
No.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so Thomas Rhett, obviously super excited about the babies in his life, but he's a little bit concerned because sometimes he feels guilty about having to go on tour. He's thinking about, when the house is full of kids and he has to leave them, et cetera, et cetera. So he reached out to his buddy Jason Aldean and said, Jason, how do you deal with this situation? And Jason Aldean says something to Thomas Rhett that Thomas says is maybe the best advice he's ever been given. And it was basically he says, how can I give my child the best life humanly possible? And that's what helps out when he gets on the bus for the weekends. How can I give my child the best life possible? That's by going on tour, earning the money. And when Thomas Rhett heard that, it kind of registered and made him think, you know what? That's what I'm doing. I'm going out to earn the money to give my kids the best life possible.
That is good advice.
So Carrie Underwood, when it comes to social media, she keeps it real. And I say that because last night on Twitter was so funny. So the Predators played the Penguins, right?
Oh, yeah.
Her husband, Mike Fisher, is on the Predators for Nashville. And so on Twitter last night, I'm just going to kind of say what she said on Twitter. All right. So we've got, how is that not a penalty? Next tweet. This game is being called so insanely awful. I can't even. Next tweet. Just told my manager that she might have to lock me out of my own Twitter. Next tweet. There's still a lot of hockey to be played. Let's show them how we do it. Next tweet.
Oh, man.
Thanks for having us to all the Pens fans who were super sweet to us. Anyway, so it kept going and kept going. Anyway, so someone asked her, you have 5.9 million Instagram followers and, you know, that so many Twitter followers. What's your approach to social media? She says, I try to keep everything as real as possible. Nothing's too calculated. I always feel like if you can, you can kind of tell when some celebrities are. I try to keep it real. Mm. And if people like it, then that's cool.
I think that.
I think that people do respect that.
Let's go back. I want to look at her Twitter account just real fast to see how many people were liking those tweets.
Oh,
right?
People loved it.
Because I bet it was, I bet it was insane.
Yeah.
Probably
and she's
20,
in the cute
000.
Little Predator jersey. And she, there was one point where people were recording her and she was kind of dancing along to the music. She had a little hat backwards. She just, basically Carrie Underwood can do no wrong, which I know everyone in this room agrees.
Totally. So the one about her manager needing to lock her out of her account.
Yeah.
Had 9,197 likes. Retweeted 870 times.
Jeez.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
That is insane.
Like we struggle. Like, hey, can you give me some retweets?
Right.
If I get two, it's a good day.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Well, hey, Dylan Scott's got himself a pretty big hit with his debut single, My Girl.
Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby, girl,
song.
You're gonna done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my.
We were talking about him a couple minutes ago playing at Riverfest, and of course that'll be a song he plays. It's his first top 20 single with his debut single, and he says, is this real life? You know, he's still shocked that this song has done so well because he wrote it for his wife. He tries to make all the songs relatable to everybody, but this one specifically was his life, his girl, and for it to see the light of day, be a top 20 single, he said, it's unbelievable, which is so cool.
Congratulations to Dylan Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can see him at Riverfest this weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Or you can also see David the Barrel Boy.
David. Woo!
David's actually going to be there performing. Dylan Scott's the opening act for David.
Oh, right. No, that's not even close to being true.
That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thinking back to that trip to the beach, it makes me want to go to the beach again.
Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh. Right now would be perfect.
Like, we haven't been to the beach in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. It's officially, like, beach season right now, too.
No, and I've seen friends who go to the beach and send pictures of the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Be beautiful right now.
And I'm like, we have a pool and everything, but still the beach is the beach. And you're out of town and nobody's supposed to know you.
Mm-hmm. The sand in your toes. Oh,
you always have more fun when people don't know you.
Yeah.
Right?
That sounds kind of creepy.
We did this one trip to the Bahamas when I first got here. It was like 2002. And we did a big plane ride to the Bahamas. So like you're in the Bahamas and you're trying to have a good time. And then you realize there's 150 or 200 other people who were listeners of the radio station. So you couldn't act as silly as you might have wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had to be careful.
Because, you know, you just had to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
We lost Terry Wood at one point.
You lost him?
We lost him. We did. He was having backaches or something like that. Some kind of a back issue. And he had to take a muscle relaxer and he fell asleep.
Oh, my gosh.
And we lost him in the airport.
No.
We're like, where is Terry?
He fell asleep in the airport?
And we found him asleep on a bench.
Oh,
y'all
my could have
left
gosh.
Him.
We could have left him. That's an absolutely true story. All right, David, it's your time.
Let's do this.
Wait.
What?
You have to ask him.
Hey, David, the question of the day, is this going to be funny?
It's always funny.
All right.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, as Brandon knows so very well, Tinder dates don't always go so well.
Oh, man. It really can be rough.
It can be very, very rough waters.
Sometimes the girls are rough.
Yeah. Don't exactly know what you're getting sometimes, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, this one guy, he decided to, go hang out with a girl he met on Tinder. Invited her over right off the bat for a little bit of hanky-panky at his place.
Oh, that's what he was going for?
Yep. Right off the bat.
He wasn't going for a long-term relationship.
Mm-mm, no, nothing like that. No, so he invited her over, and, you know, I guess the deed was done. And he said...
On the first date?
Yeah.
Wow.
Golly.
Just like that.
How does that
you
even
know?
Work like that?
I know, but this is where things kind of get a little bit crazy. So she said, hey, can I have dinner afterward? And he's like, yeah, sure, but you need to go because I have to wake up early for work.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it seems kind of rude for him to say that. But
well, you remember when you did that one time?
That is not true at all. Not still true.
But still true.
She ended up saying, no, I'm too tired. I want to stay. So he let her stay that night into the next morning. And then she ended up staying there for 2 whole days. She just wouldn't leave his house.
Well, what do you do?
He called police.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
he had to call the police to come get his Tinder date out of his home.
That's a bad story.
And then she got arrested because her parking tags had expired.
What a bad time for her.
I know. That's a terrible time.
It is bad.
And you know what?
What?
People are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
One of the new things on social media, hashtag divorce selfie.
What?
Hmm?
So if you're going through a divorce and you have to go together to sign the papers, people are actually going in and taking photos of them and the person who's about to become their ex with the divorce papers to signify that it's final.
Really?
Divorce selfies. Isn't that crazy?
Awful.
But some of them are pretty funny, though. Like, as you see people who are like this woman. Let me open this one up. This woman looks very aggravated that her, former husband is taking the photo.
Oh, man.
So imagine that. You're going through the divorce. Do you have to show up at the same time? Like, is that normal? You have to show up and sign papers at a courtroom or something?
No.
They don't have to do that?
Mm-mm.
So can you do that separately?
Yes.
But I guess if you do that separately, you could take your divorce selfie.
Yeah. Well, look at this one. She looks like she's about to cry.
Right. And he's over here cheesing it up. He's happy.
Oh, man.
He's like, yeah, getting and then, divorce.
The lawyer or whoever's like, what is this guy doing?
It's funny, though, like this couple right here. Let me show this picture of this couple I saw.
Yeah.
Couple is super excited. Like, they're so happy because their life is about to begin again.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. So divorce selfie is one of the things going on social media.
Wow.
I also read this deal that talks about the things that if a woman walks into a house, like on a date, things that are complete turnoffs. I mean, pretty much it's over.
Oh.
And like some of the things that I read, I was like, do people really like leave this stuff sitting around? Like, because if I were to start dating, I think I would make sure that the house was in order.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Cope was doing the other night for his girl when he brought her over. I've never seen him clean the house like that before.
Oh,
did I just spoil something? Was I not supposed to say that?
I mean, is it okay for that to be like full disclosure?
Well, I think
that's good that he cleans.
Oh man, he cleaned the heck out of that house, though.
Let me ask you the more important question: what was he hiding?
That's probably the
actual... That's what it is.
Yeah.
He didn't hide his Darth Vader or anything like that. He showed her all of it. His NASCAR cars, his X-Wing made out of Legos, all of it.
Because that's all stuff he's not willing to get rid of.
His Dragon Ball Z stuff.
If you don't like me for me...
Yeah.
Well, and then he showed her NASCAR too, so they had a good time.
That's okay.
And she likes all that stuff?
I guess she does now.
That's great. She might be the one then.
Yeah, it's cool.
So here are the things in this survey that are the deal breakers when you walk into a guy's place. So for single guys like David, think about this when you invite girls
that's
over.
That's not even true.
Are you single?
No.
Are you married?
He almost said yes.
I'm not married.
They say if you walk into a guy's place and there are used prophylactics.
Stop it.
Condominiums. If they're used condominiums.
Or condiments.
Or condiments.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a bad sign, and girls typically want to walk away.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Kelly on these, okay?
All right.
We'll ask the questions. Kelly, if you go into a guy's bathroom and you look at the toilet seat and it's kind of messy with stuff. Deal breaker?
That is so gross.
The toilet seat.
It's not a deal breaker because...
First date. It's not like you've been together for a minute.
It's not a deal breaker because most guys are
okay. So even if they were like
disgusting
remnants of something behind,
David, that's an awful word.
It's
like it looks like someone.
Oh,
just,
you know what? I don't.
It looks like someone.
Okay,
just
deal breaker. Next question.
Tires.
Sheesh.
If you walk like that's the reason we have the separated bathrooms down here is because like some of the girls. When we would share bathrooms, girls like, what is this guy doing in here? What is all over the place?
Next question.
Next question. Okay. A kitty litter box that smells really bad. Is that a deal breaker?
No, because I like animals.
69% say that's a deal breaker if the litter box stinks. It's tough to make them smell good, though.
Yeah.
How about a cockroach across the floor? Is that bad?
That would be tough.
Yeah, okay, so you would rather have a dirty toilet than to see a cockroach?
Probably.
That's hilarious. How about toenail clippings sitting there like on the nightstand table by the couch?
Oh, gosh.
Nightstand table, that would probably be a deal
that
breaker.
That almost makes me want to get.
So the toilet seat, again, is fine for Kelly, but the toenail
because
clippings.
Because that's normal.
To have a dirty toilet?
I think you should clean it before somebody comes over.
Well, I agree, but...
A pile of dirty laundry in the bedroom.
That's extremely normal.
But not a deal breaker.
Clean it up.
How about a poster of a girl on the wall?
I would laugh in his face.
You would?
Yes.
Did Cope have a poster of a girl on his wall?
No, but he has movie posters everywhere.
Like what?
Oh, like Star Wars, Indiana Jones, The Avengers.
Baywatch.
He had Jurassic Park, E.T. maybe. All
Wonder
kinds
Woman.
Of movies.
It's got all these, yeah. And then finally, a pile of dirty dishes.
I can handle
that's
that.
That's not a deal breaker.
Yeah, only 22% of women say that's a deal breaker. So most people are cool with the dirty dishes. Mm-hmm. But for you, the worst thing is what? Probably the used condiments?
Yeah.
Like that's done?
Yeah.
What if you just saw the box?
No.
Not done?
No.
All right.
The toenail clippings by far would be the grossest thing to me. I can't
would it be?
Do that. Oh, yes.
So let's say you go into a girl's apartment, right? And let's reverse the trend here. It's a girl's apartment and the toilet seat's a mess. See, to me, that's the deal breaker.
I'm a guy, so personally, I don't have to sit down on the toilet seat.
Just pee around it.
Yeah. So
or pee on the seat like you normally do.
This is the weirdest discussion.
Yeah, so I can actually clean the seat off myself when I pee on it.
So disgusting. There you go. That's the deal breakers in relationships if you walk into somebody's house. So far this morning, we've talked about Tinder dates.
Wow.
Woo!
And first date disgusting.
What a morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It.
Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthday sport today. It's Thursday, June the 1st of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Dana McFarland of Jonesboro, 34 years old today. We have Jennifer Morris of Brooklyn turning 38 today. Mandy Wilson Ball of Wynn is turning 27. Greg Cates of Paragould, 49 years old today. And Jeremy Tabor of Jonesboro is turning 46 years old today.
Well, happy birthday.
And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Willow Shields is 17 years old today. She was in the Hunger Games movies.
Primrose Everdeen.
Yeah, that was Katniss's little sister, right?
Okay.
Yep.
I think that's it. Sarah Wayne Callis, something like that. She's 40. Lori Grimes on The Walking Dead.
Okay.
She was on that show. Alanis Morissette is 43.
Oh, man. You ought to know.
And every time you speak her name, you know how you know me, you know me. Until you die. Until you die. Until you're still alive.
In this song to Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. She used to date Ryan Reynolds.
I thought it was about Dave Coulier.
I thought it was Ryan Reynolds.
She dated the Full House guy, too. I don't know. She has one hand in her pocket as well.
Yeah.
High five.
I can tell that you don't get Alanis Morissette.
It was a little bit after my time. I go back and listen to it like, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Something else.
In the 90s, though,
yeah.
Like, she was the deal. She was the girl that was singing for all the ladies out there.
Yeah.
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
It's like rain.
Like, really, women loved her. I liked her, too. But I had long hair, so... Alanis Morissette celebrating her birthday today.
Heidi Klum is 44 years old today.
Oh, wow.
Brandon was just talking about her yesterday.
I was, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh. I'm talking a long time about her.
Because I was talking about supermodels. Mm-hmm. That's weird. Just moving on. I don't even know.
You get in trouble every day.
Because that sounds stupid. That really sounds dumb.
I was talking about supermodels.
I was just talking supermodels. And
no big deal or anything.
We were talking about... Because David doesn't realize that some of the supermodels from the 80s and 90s were attractive.
Okay.
Right. We were having a conversation about that.
Because he sees Cindy Crawford, doesn't think she's attractive. Brooke Shields doesn't think she's attractive.
And we were going over some of the, yeah.
So what about Heidi Klum? Anyway, moving
yep.
on.
Morgan Freeman is 80 years old today. And Ronnie Dunn is 64.
I think we should play something country. I used to love this one too.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man.
How's Ronnie Dunn?
He is 64.
I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard.
Now if you lose your one and only,
congratulations to Jennifer Morris, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete.
Two young lovers are running wild and free.
To Randy's Frozen Custard.
I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows. This smoke field.
Brooks and Dunn won every award they were ever nominated for, I think.
No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried.
If you were a country act and you were nominated against those guys for like best duo,
you knew.
Yeah, don't even show up.
Yeah.
You were going to lose. Like legit, they won all the time.
You don't have to write a speech.
No, not at all.
Oh, but I'll be all right as long as there's light from a neon.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, the news broke yesterday that Chris Stapleton is having to postpone 8 separate shows, including his appearance at the CMA Music Fest. He won't be out there for that.
Wow.
But the big one is South Haven. That was coming up next Friday night. He has to postpone that show. No dates have been released as of yet, and there's no real reason why he postponed them either. It's still kind of up in the air, so I'm assuming he'll address that soon. But June the 9th, South Haven has been postponed for Chris Stapleton.
I've heard rumors of vocal rest. Heard rumors about like an injury that he had.
On his hand or something like that.
Yeah, so I guess that would stop him from playing, so... Who knows, but hopefully we'll get that rescheduled date and we'll let you know as soon as we know more about that show.
Yep.
There's a little girl named Daisy, a 7-year-old girl named Daisy. Blake Shelton has made her life. She has a rare disease, and I can't pronounce it, but it's a disease that it's an autoimmune disease that makes her very weak. She can't walk long distances, doesn't have a whole lot of stamina, but her and her mom scored meet and greets for backstage. She got really nervous during the meet and greets and freaked out and got too nervous to meet Blake Shelton. And so he heard about it, and they tried to stay around and waited. Finally, they kept losing track of her, found her, and when she spotted him, she ran to him, started sobbing, and he basically held her, and she sobbed for like 90 seconds.
Oh, that's sweet.
Then when she kind of realized, you know, he was normal, and he just kind of held her, she kind of started giggling and laughing, and they hit it off. Okay.
Yeah, that's sweet.
So he sat there and they started talking about how he points at himself during The Voice, and she started making fun of him, and they had the best time. And anyway, Blake Shelton has basically just made another kid's life. It's really, really sweet. But just another kid whose life has been made, you know, by Blake. So really cool news there.
These country stars always go out of their way to help out the kids. Did you meet Blake at the convo?
No, I've never met Blake.
Didn't meet Blake either. Mm-mm. He got a key to the city, though. I've seen the picture of the mayor with Blake Shelton.
That's pretty cool.
Hey, so Greg Allman passed away, and the CMT Music Awards are coming up next week. So there will be a tribute now to Greg Allman at the CMT Music Awards. Signed up to do the tribute include Jason Aldean, Darius Rucker, and Charles Kelly of Lady Antebellum.
That'll be cool.
They should do something really special. Again, the CMT Awards are happening on Saturday the 20th. That's not right. Next weekend. I saw that date. Like, that's not even right. But they're happening next week in the CMT Awards, a part of CMA Fest, which is in Nashville. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I see these photos of Carrie Underwood wearing her Predators jersey.
Oh, my God.
And her little ball cap. How adorable does she look?
She looks so cute.
I mean, unbelievable.
Like, legit. If I showed up in a jersey, would y'all make fun of me?
Yes.
I would be like, I never knew you even owned a jersey. I didn't know you liked sports.
But, like, do you have a jersey?
I have a Peyton Manning jersey.
Do you wear it?
Only on games he plays in, so not anymore.
Not anymore. Do you have a jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you have?
I have a Kurt Warner jersey.
Do you wear it?
No.
See, it's just funny to me because, like, I don't know, something about her in the jersey is really attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if my wife put on the jersey, it's like, what are you wearing the jersey for?
I mean, if you're a big supporter of the team.
Such a double standard.
It is a double standard.
If you're a big supporter of the team, I think it's okay.
I just have never been the guy who I didn't feel like if I didn't play for the team, I didn't want to wear the jersey.
Really?
Kind of like that.
I kind of like the jersey look on, like, a game day type thing.
Like, now, you're going to the game.
Yeah, now if it's like the middle of June and I'm walking around with my Peyton Manning jersey on, that's a little bit strange.
Yeah. What about Jessica Simpson in the Dallas Cowboys jersey when she was dating Tony Romo?
And it was pink.
I tried to find my wife that jersey. Do you remember it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like a Thanksgiving game or whatever, and she was shown in the crowd. And, like, it was a pink Cowboys jersey. I tried to buy the jersey. Couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you guys could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, wow.
Gosh.
Is it like a meal or just one specific?
It's like one food.
Oh, gosh. Mm. I'm going with a chicken chimichanga.
Okay. That's not on the top 10.
It would probably be pizza, probably.
Yeah, pizza's number one. I think my wife would pick pizza.
Really? I know
or maybe
Rachel
crab
would.
Legs.
Crab legs. Every day, though.
I don't think
for
I
the
could
rest
do
of your
legs.
Oh. Mm.
You can only have one food. And it's pizza.
I'm sure Carrie Underwood would pick water.
I'll take lettuce.
Broccoli.
Yeah.
There's nothing on it, just lettuce.
Hummus.
Yes.
Yeah, not me. Pizza was number one. Steak was number two. I think I'd probably go steak. I love sushi, though. I don't know if I could do it every single day.
Yeah. That'd be kind of rough.
So it's pizza number one, steak number two, ice cream number three.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I could get like that peanut butter and chocolate ice cream every day, oh my gosh.
I can't believe a chicken chimichanga isn't in the top 10.
It's not in the top 10. That might be too specific.
Yeah. Oh, they're so good though.
Spaghetti's number four. Bacon. Could you do bacon every day?
I don't know about every day.
If you
I
didn't
like
have
bacon.
To worry about like cholesterol or any of that stuff. Bacon's good.
Yeah.
Fried chicken, french fries, grilled cheese sandwiches.
I don't think I've had a grilled cheese.
And my son would be awesome on this list.
He loves grilled cheese.
All of these.
Okay, so grilled cheese. You're making your grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys put mayonnaise on it?
Nope.
Heck no. I eat that thing plain.
Just cheese and
butter.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Ooh, that sounds good.
A little bit of butter.
On the outside or the inside?
Outside.
So the buns or the bread's toasted with butter. That's good. I haven't done that.
Mm-hmm.
But put some mayonnaise on there too. That's really good.
Hmm.
My wife thinks it's disgusting. Mac and cheese was number 10 on the list. Other things that made it, like nachos, which I could do nachos. It's funny, in the top 10, though, there's no Mexican food.
See, that'd be my number one.
That's pretty much my overall, if I'm going to go for one type of food. I could eat that every single day.
I could.
Yeah, Mexican food.
I could three times a day.
And like, they're all basically the same.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're all so good. The chips and salsa, the rice, the chicken chimichanga.
The guacamole.
He wants to say chimichanga a lot.
The margarita, the Dos Equis.
It's all good.
I don't...
It's all good. The Corona.
He's an expert.
He's just naming beer.
So?
We went home yesterday. My wife, it's like 2:00 in the afternoon, and it's sunny and pretty. And my wife grabs a wine cooler and is like, "You think it's okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's fine. I mean, like, we have nothing to do. We're not going anywhere."
Yeah.
So then I started drinking some cold drinks.
Mm-hmm.
and ended up falling asleep on the raft.
Oh my gosh.
It's a hard life.
Outside in your pool, you fell asleep.
It's all the way.
Tough life. Dude.
You stop. I worked hard yesterday.
You did.
She's being condescending.
No.
You're hateful today.
You needed a break.
I did need a break.
People need breaks.
Because I did the morning show
then
I worked out.
You did. It was tough.
Working hard.
Y'all are making me feel bad now.
You shouldn't.
I'll come over today and we can fall asleep on your raft together.
That sounds great,
guys.
That is
weird. Oh,
that is kind of weird.
We're not going to spend
the same raft.
No way.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
One of the big trends in bathing suits is going back to the 80s style supermodel bathing suit, the one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the fitting, almost think like Baywatch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Think like Pam Anderson.
Scoop neck, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
The thigh, like the where the legs go higher.
Yep. Have you ever owned one of those before?
Long time ago.
Maybe when you were
younger.
Young.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something you'd wear now, or would you be more comfortable in a different type of bathing suit?
I don't know. I haven't really been bathing suit shopping this year.
Have you not?
Mm-mm.
Because I think these are really cute. Like, it's been a minute since I've seen them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I can see people looking really pretty when they put these on.
There's been a lot of, like, with People Magazine and just stuff that I'm seeing, like, in the grocery store, like, when I'm checking out, it seems like there's been a lot of one-piece stuff going on. And, like, stuff I've seen on Instagram with other people sharing their bathing suits.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems like I've seen a lot of really cute one-pieces with, like, stuff cut out on the side, stuff cut out in the middle, instead of a bunch of two-pieces.
Yeah. I like them, looking back at them. Have you been bathing suit shopping yet, David?
Have I been? Yep. No. I have my swimming trunks, so I'm good.
I wear the same ones every year, too.
Yeah.
Oh, your Speedo?
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm.
The real tight one? It's peach.
Yeah.
People think I'm naked.
Skin color.
People think it's flesh.
Yeah.
People in the neighborhood think I'm naked.
It's bronzed color.
That Brandon goes naked all the time.
He looks like a Ken doll. What's the story with that?
A bald Ken.
So I do want to go ahead and I will apologize to Kelly now.
Oh, dang.
Because she sends this text to me and my wife that basically, and she was, I don't know what she was trying to fish for, but she was just talking about how she'd been working all day.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what time you sent that. Because our response, now that I look back on it, might have been
hateful.
Oh, man, this is getting real in here. What's going on?
Okay, so
maybe it wasn't hateful. Maybe it was, you know what? It was just not thoughtful.
We've been funny.
It was not thoughtful.
The first thing she sends is...
I had a question.
What?
No, well, I sent y'all a question, well, kind of like a thought.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Oh.
Legitimately, all I saw was the exhausted thing. Now this totally changes the complexion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was the text all about? I'm confused.
She was just saying, while y'all are sitting there doing nothing, and she's basically saying
and
she's
And I put it in
tired.
Quotes, because that's what you told me that you would be doing. Nothing.
So then my wife writes back, doing nothing. Please. We've been in the pool relaxing on floats.
Yeah.
So legitimately, this is at 5:30 at night.
Yeah.
Right? I woke up from my nap on the pool.
Yeah.
Kelly's been at work all day. And then we continue to kind of pile onto it a little bit.
Yeah. And they're like, we've worked out and we've
tanned.
The pool drained you. And they keep going and going and going.
It does wear you out.
The sun drained you. We're tired.
I was so tired last night. Mm-hmm. I was in bed by 9.
And so I just sent them this really, it was Dwight from The Office screaming.
I hate
everyone.
So I'd like to apologize now.
Thanks.
You're welcome to come over and wear a one-piece bathing suit like Cindy Crawford.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
For a long time.
Would it be okay if I came over and wore one?
A one-piece bathing suit like Cindy Crawford.
Would that creep you out a little bit?
It would creep me out.
Hey, if I go get you one of these, will you wear it?
One of those?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you wear your Speedo.
Why are you trying to get me in my underwear? Would you wear that?
That?
You volunteered.
The one-piece
red
look like looking...
It's
Pamela
Baywatch.
Anderson Baywatch swimsuit.
Would you wear it?
Why would I even put that on?
Because
you
it'd
just
be
said
funny.
You would.
You did say you would.
I did walk myself into it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the Predators played last night, watched the game, tried to get Kai into watching hockey.
What was
it's
the final
fun.
Score?
2-0.
Man.
Penguins won.
It's not 2-0. That wasn't the score.
Was that not 2-0? No, oh, they're up in the series 2-0.
Yeah, I saw Nashville score.
Okay, let me...
Listen, Mr. Sports, don't be giving us false
information. Listen,
one time I've gotten something wrong when it comes to sports.
Right.
I've gotten a lot of other things wrong, Kelly.
Like, there's still so many things about hockey I don't understand. Like, what's a power play? What's icing? Why is it 5-on-3?
Well, power play is when one player's in the penalty and you have...
One less player on a team.
So it'd be like...
That's a power play.
Yeah, so it'd be like if Nashville has 5 guys on the ice and then the Penguins only have 4, that's a power play.
Yeah.
Okay, but there was a point last night where it was 5-on-3.
Well, that's when 2 players get penalties and they have to come out.
Okay, so then icing, what does that mean?
I don't know what icing is.
I think that's when somebody...
It's like the puck goes too far, but I don't know what it means. Because sometimes
there's,
it's not icing.
There's a certain line, and that...
Something like that, maybe. I'm not.
You can't shoot
sure.
it all the way across the ice skating rink. It's not ice skating rink. What do you call it? Is it called a rink?
Ice. I call the it the ice.
Dude, kinda it's like, fun to watch though.
Yeah. Well, the toughest thing for me on TV is like where the puck is at.
Right.
Because it is easy pretty much to lose it on TV. I just stumbled all over myself.
It is, though. Mm-hmm. And there was one goal last night. The guy from the Predators got down there and was trying to block the thing. And I promise, like, the space between his arm and his body would look like it was this much. Mm-hmm. And that puck went right through there.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And there was one point where one of the guys used the stick, hit the puck, and it went and flew into the guy's ankle.
That hurts.
And, like, I guess on the skates, you can't have padded skates because it wouldn't work like that. It hit the bone on the ankle. The guy falls over and has to be helped up.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It's brutal. They punch each other.
Well, I mean, back in the day...
Did anybody fight last night?
Oh, yeah. And they do, like, cross-checking where, like, they take the stick and just ram it into each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, but I saw one guy get hit 4 times before they called the penalty.
Man, that's kind of crazy.
Like, and it was like, bam! I guess that's what Carrie Underwood was talking about in those tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, saying the referees weren't good.
Mm-hmm. Penguins won 4-1. I had that wrong. But, you know, back in the day, they didn't have hockey masks. Like, there was no, like, facial protection. So somebody just, like... Hits one, goes right in their face.
That's why a lot of them didn't have teeth.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Tears up their knees real bad.
It is
being
rough.
A goalie is bad.
Most of those guys don't shave either. Have you noticed that? Like most of them have facial hair.
Well, they're the toughest of the tough.
Is that what it is? Like,
I guess
hey,
so.
I'm tough. I have facial hair now.
It's like when you see.
Is that why y'all are going out, y'all's?
Because I look tough.
So I look like a goalie.
Uh-huh.
Do I look intimidating?
Yeah.
You always look intimidating.
All the time.
My wife said this is going to sound dumb. My wife said the other day that I have that bad boy look.
The bad boy look?
Yeah.
Like
she
Will
told
Smith.
Me she was going to say that to you.
Yeah, like Will Smith.
To make you feel better.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Do I have the bad boy look?
Yeah.
Probably not when I'm wearing
course.
A polo today.
Oh, like you're talking bad boy from Cops.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the bad boy. Yeah.
Hey, there's basketball on tonight. Are you going to give us better information on basketball tomorrow?
Okay, so I know there's a basketball game tonight. Tip
basically,
off is
LeBron
eight.
Versus... Stephen Curry.
Well, there's more people in the Cavaliers, except, you know, just for LeBron. There's Kyrie Irving. There's Kevin Love.
But Stephen still, Curry. It's the NBA Finals that kick
big,
off tonight.
Yeah, big game. Game one tonight, 8 o'clock on ABC.
Where is it?
This one is in Golden State.
All right. Do they bounce back and forth, or is it two games?
Just like the hockey
the Stanley Cup.
Sorry to bother you.
I am just out of it right now. I don't know what just happened. They played 2 games there.
Sorry
they played,
that we woke you up before we talked.
I didn't know.
That's, I mean, it's like
I don't know what just happened. They played 2 games, and then 1-1-1-1.
Can we get a medic in here?
He said earlier he was having pain.
I had a headache earlier, but I'm doing
is
okay now.
I'm pretty sure we need to call someone.
Please, somebody call a doctor for David. Can somebody get Dr. Tate on the phone?
Can we just bring in Kevin Reed from Vet Care?
Yeah.
Let's get a vet. That's a good idea, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's 8:20 in K-Fine Country, NBA Finals tonight. No NHL tonight.
Nope.
Thanks, David.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Thomas Rhett is kind of trying to prep for being a dad. Not only to Willa, who he's already adopted and brought back to the United States from Uganda, but also to the baby that is due to him and Lauren coming up later on this year. So Thomas Rhett's reaching out for advice, and he reached out to Jason Aldean for advice, and he said, hey, Jason, how should I handle going on tour and not feeling guilty about it? Because I guess if you have babies at home and you live, you live your life on the road, that could be tough.
Yeah.
And Jason Aldean's advice, which Thomas Rhett says is the best advice he's received, is to basically think of it like you're going out to provide a great life for your children.
Wow.
And that's the reason you're going on tour.
That is cool.
Great advice from Jason Aldean for Thomas Rhett.
So Carrie Underwood, when she posts on social media, she didn't post a ton, but when she does, it's always really cute and funny. Last night during the Predator game, of course, her husband, Mike Fisher, plays for the Nashville Predators.
Yep.
And here's her tweets all kind of in a bundle. I'm going to read them really quick. How is that not a penalty? Next tweet. The game is being called so insanely awful, I can't even. Next tweet. Just told my manager that she might have to lock me out of my own Twitter. Next tweet. There's still a lot of hockey to be played. Let's show them how to do it. Next tweet. Thanks for having us to all the Pens who are super sweet to us, Pens fans.
Yep.
Anyway, so this is what she says about being on Twitter and being on social media. She goes, I try to keep everything as real as possible. Nothing's too calculated. I always feel like you can kind of tell when some celebrities are. I try to keep it real, and if people like it, then that's cool.
Cool. I like following Carrie Underwood because of that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like she's trying to sell me on
right.
stuff.
Well, Dylan Scott's debut single, My Girl, is having big success right now.
Yeah, that's my girl in the passenger seat. Windows down, dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite in a ball cap, turn back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you gone and done it again. Making all the guys wishing you were with them, but I bet they don't see what I see when I see my.
It's a top 20 hit and is probably going to go all the way up to number one. It's just charting that way. And he says with all his music, he tries to make it as relatable as he can. But this one he wrote specifically about his wife, but it fits so many different roles and so many different lives, honestly, when you hear the song.
Sure.
And he thought, man, I never thought I'd actually see the light of day. Now it's in the top 20. It's unbelievable. And he's going to be at Riverfest tomorrow, too, so you can see him perform that.
And you can actually go to our Facebook page, like and share for the chance to win tickets.
There you go.
Right now. Facebook.com/KFIN1079. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, with all the negative news in the world, I love bringing stories in that have happy endings, right?
Yep.
So when the Manchester bombing happened last week, there is a 33-year-old homeless guy named Chris Parker that was nearby. Well, instead of running away when the explosion happened, he ran towards it to help people.
Wow.
Okay? So he was close enough that it even knocked him down, but he ran inside, wrapped a kid in a t-shirt, and he also cradled a woman in his arms. But unfortunately, that woman was one of the 22 victims that didn't survive.
Oh,
well, he ended up on the news about it. And he just said that his gut told him to help people instead of running. And it's one of the few good pieces of the news that came out of the bombing. So check this out. After he's on TV, random people started raising money for him online. And as of last night, it was up to about $70,000.
Wow, that's
awesome. He should be able to get back on his feet. And if you want to donate, just look up Help Chris Parker on GoFundMe. And the best part of this, his mom saw him on the news. And he hasn't talked to her in about 5 years.
Oh.
And she didn't even know that he was homeless. But now they've been reunited. So
that's
not
awesome.
Only is he going to get back on his feet, but he's been reunited with his mom. And there's a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's a big event happening in Jonesboro this weekend. And we thought we'd bring in a professional. Because sometimes we don't seem like we're all that professional on the air.
What?
Yeah, maybe.
But we have a pro bowler in the studio this morning, who I got to actually meet last year. Tom Doherty joins us.
Good morning.
Welcome to the studio. How are you?
I'm great, man. It's nice to be here this morning.
So in Jonesboro for what ends up being a huge event, the 2017 Greater Jonesboro Open, which is presented by Ritter Communications. Lots of events, lots of happenings over the next couple of days.
Yeah, we got Pro-Am the next couple of days. We have a special needs Pro-Am today at noon. And then tomorrow we have Pro-Ams at 6 and 8:30. So everyone come out and bowl with the pros.
It's cool to be able to bowl with the pros because like I'm it's weird. I'm good when I start. Like my first couple frames, I'm doing okay. And then all of a sudden, I fall off. I can't figure it out. But you actually have these professional bowlers who bowl for a living that can actually help you try to figure out what we're doing wrong.
Yeah, usually it's a lot of entertainment for us personally, watching guys like you bowl. So.
Right.
But a lot of people take it seriously and they ask for us for advice while they're bowling. And that's what we're there for, to answer any questions, tell you what you're doing wrong. Most of the time, it's a lot of stuff. But, we enjoy helping everybody. We had a clinic yesterday, as a matter of fact, that we helped some 12 people. 12 kids came out and bowled, so we were helping them. It's what we do on our downtime. We like to coach and help some bowlers.
So tell me how you got involved in bowling. At what age did this start becoming something for you?
My mom has pictures of me bowling when I in diapers. So my dad was a bowler, cool. So he would carry me. I was the only son, so he would take me every time he went bowling, and I started bowling ever since I could walk.
So was there ever any other idea for a career, or was this going to be it?
No, this was it. I mean, growing up watching the broadcast on Saturday morning ABC, I would just always dreamed of one day being a pro bowler, and then once about 2000 came, I joined the tour and never looked back.
How tough is it to make it to the tour?
It's hard. I mean, it's something. It's a full time job just to try to get there. I mean, there's a lot of people that come and go that don't make it. But it's just like any other professional sport. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes in just to get there, and then once you get there, then the real work begins to stay on tour. So it's a hard way to make a living, but I wouldn't do any other thing.
So what's life like as a professional bowler touring the country?
Well,
what's the average week look like?
I'm in Jonesboro, Arkansas, if that means anything. Right, so yeah. I'm here. It's just, you know, I have a couple of pro shops back home that I run when I'm home. But I spend a lot of time on the road. I get to go all over the world. I was just in Hawaii for 11 days a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Bowling out there. So it's just a lot of travel and a lot of bowling and meeting a lot of great people.
So for somebody who does this for a living, was there ever a point where it became a job and it's not as fun as it was when you were young, or is it still fun?
I mean, it's a job now, but it's still, as a professional athlete, the competing is what we enjoy. So yes, it's a job, but once we're on the lanes, then the competition part of it takes over, and it's a lot of fun.
Let's talk about some of the competitors, the other pro bowlers who are going to be a part of the tour in Jonesboro.
Well, there's all the regular tour bowlers are going to be here. This is a rather big event for us in the middle of the summer. But we have bowlers this year from all over the world. We have a bowler from England, Dom Barrett. We have a bowler from Australia. We actually have a bowler from Malaysia this year that came over. So they're coming from all over the world just to Jonesboro, Arkansas to bowl this weekend.
So again, people can come out and be a part of the events that are taking place tomorrow night and on Saturday,
right? Yeah, you can come out and bowl the Pro-Am, bowl with us if you want to tomorrow night. You can come out and watch tomorrow as well. And then Saturday, we actually start our competition. There's no admission. You can come and watch 105 of the best bowlers in the world.
So when you first came to Jonesboro a number of years ago.
Yeah, this is my third year.
You probably saw the Jonesboro Bowling Center before Hijinx.
Yes, I did.
And now Hijinx has taken it over.
It's unbelievable. And I've been in bowling centers literally all over the world.
Right.
And I tell everybody about Hijinx because for some...
Oh, that's awesome.
It has the nicest bathrooms of any bowling center I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it does.
Stacy Blackson and the crew there do an unbelievable job. And it's just one of the nicest centers I've ever been in. It's one of the cleanest centers I've ever been in. And I have kids of my own. And if I ever brought them to a tournament, I would definitely bring them here because this place is amazing.
No, there's so much to do for the kids. Mm-hmm. Plus with the tournament going on this weekend. And again, we'll post more information on our Facebook page here momentarily, facebook.com/KFIN1079. The 2017 Greater Jonesboro Open. It's happening at Hijinx, presented by Ritter Communications. Also, special thanks go out to Laws Flooring and Rugs, St. Bernard's, the Jonesboro A&P Commission, and Arkansas State University.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, unfortunately, Chris Stapleton is having to postpone 8 shows, including the show that was supposed to come to South Haven next Friday night. That show has been postponed. We're not sure exactly what's going on with Chris. We've heard a hand injury. We've heard vocal rest. Lots of different stories out there. He hasn't confirmed any of it, but the show at South Haven with Chris Stapleton has been postponed, and we'll let you know the remake date whenever that comes.
One of my favorites, Blake Shelton, strikes again. He made the day, made her life. This little 7-year-old fan named Daisy, who has this rare disease, was scared to death to meet him. Her and her mom had meet and greets, and she was scared to death. She kind of panicked, but ran up to him, started sobbing, crying. He held on to her for about 90 seconds. Long story short, she started laughing. She started making fun of his point. You know how he does the point on to himself on the voice, and made her day. And the video went viral on Facebook, on his Facebook page, and really, really sweet story with Blake Shelton.
All right, so the CMT Music Awards are coming up next week as a part of CMA Week in Nashville. And, of course, with the passing of Greg Allman, it only seems appropriate for there to be a Greg Allman tribute at the CMT Awards. So already lined up for that tribute include Jason Aldean, Darius Rucker, and Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum.
That'll be cool.
Again, all a part of the 2017 CMT Music Awards. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we'd like to bring in the crew from the Playtime Theater Company because we've heard a lot about an event you guys are putting together that's actually happening this weekend, Little Mermaid is going to be happening at Jonesboro High School's Performing Arts Center. So we brought in the crew and wanted to have them on the air with us. Let's first of all go with your names and the character you're going to play in Little Mermaid.
My name is Maria, and I'm playing Ariel.
I'm Logan, and I'm Prince Eric.
My name is Gage, and I'll be King Triton.
All right, so tell me about The Little Mermaid and this performance that we're going to have coming up this weekend, why it's going to be fun for so many people to come out and check out this performance.
Okay, so this is Little Mermaid Junior. So everyone in the show and everybody like in our crew is like age 9 through 17.
Right.
So it's a very like involved, children involved show. And it's going to be a lot of fun for families and children to come to. There's a lot of like light effects, and we have a surprise, sort of.
What's the surprise? I guess we can't give the surprise. Is it a great surprise for the audience or what?
I think it's just something you'll find.
Costumes are really cool.
Yeah, you'll find costumes, the lights, and some of the characters to be funny and interesting. So
tell me about the Playtime Theater Company in general, because I know this is the first year that this organization's been together, and kind of the vision behind putting together the Playtime Theater Company.
Well, it's a new community theater, and it's just to get kids involved in theater and so they can learn more about it.
So it's basically an intro to that, say, hey, come out and be a part of what we're going to do. What has theater meant to you all as you've gone out and done these performances as you've grown up?
Theater's given me confidence.
It's let me, like, I guess, come out of my shell. And, like, ever since I joined theater, I've been, like, out there. So, and
it helps you become, like, who you are as a person. Like, it helps you bring it out.
So what would you say to maybe a kid who might be, you know, they're doing summer break right now and they're maybe not doing a whole lot of anything. They're kind of just sitting around the house. Why would this be something that they might want to jump into and think about as we get ready for the next production?
It really helps you work with other people. And as you like enter high school, a lot of high schools have theater programs.
Yep.
But as far as like junior programs and stuff, like our school, Westside, does not. So I think this is a good way for children to get involved and to get to know the theater world and get used to it before they enter it in the high school level.
Gotcha. Little Mermaid Junior happening again on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the JHS Performing Arts Center. What are our show times, guys?
Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sunday at 2 o'clock.
PM. All right. What about ticket prices?
It's $5 for kids and $10 for adults.
And if people want to find out more about the Playtime Theater Company, maybe they want to figure out about the performances coming up this weekend, or they want to get involved in the future, what's the best way to do that?
You can go to playtimetheatercompany.com, and you can also find a link to order tickets online if you want to. So
awesome. Appreciate you guys coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Gotcha.